الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه.
Quran Quest, a program on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, where we visit the verses of the Quran one by one to learn from them and to use them in our daily life. We are on chapter 68 of the Quran, Surah Al-Qalam, or chapter the pen, and we're on verse 43 of this chapter. Now, just before we go to listen to these verses, let's say hello to our dear Sheikh Habib, and who has been so generous as to share his time with us. Sheikh Habib, salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Time is gold.
Let's listen to these verses and we'll be back to the discussion. Don't go away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeeb. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةٌ وَقَدْ كَانُوا يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ.
Their eyes humbled, humiliation will cover them. And they used to be invited to prostration while they were sound.
You just listened to verses 43 onwards from chapter 68 of the Quran, Surah Al-Qalam, or chapter the pen. So let's read this verse. With a humbled look in their eyes, they will be overcast by abasement. Certainly, they were summoned to prostrate themselves while they were yet sound. Just to put in some context here, in the previous episode we covered verse 42, where the wrongdoers were commanded to prostrate, but they couldn't. This verse is explaining why they couldn't, is that right?
Yes. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Yes, as you stated, it is pretty much showing up that their status or their position on the Day of Judgment is that they are going to be humbled, humiliated. And during this life, they would not accept to do the prostration. And they would not accept to do sujood. And of course, there is this meaning towards sujood. This sujood, the action of sujood, where you place your forehead on the ground. And it pretty much, it's expressing, it is illustrating, it is manifesting the reality that you are in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are humiliating yourself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are humbling yourself. And this is one of the reasons why Moses was chosen to be spoken to from the rest of the prophets. Moses asked, "Oh Allah, why did you choose me to speak to me, to talk to me, unlike the rest of the prophets?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, "For your pitiness,
humbleness,
your humbleness in my eyes, as you used to rub your forehead and face on the ground for my sake." This prostration is actually an illustration. With that in mind, submission is not only this, you know, figure, this action. There is a spiritual, you know, there is this spirit to it. There is this soul to it. And that is the true submission from in one's heart. When you reach that position of submission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything in your life changes. Trust me about this. You will see, for example, you have this action that is considered to be haram and considered to be, there's this action to be considered haram that you want to do. When you have true submission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't go forward. When there's this obligation that might seem difficult, you have submission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do it even though it's difficult. When you have this you have this fear, for example, but you have that at the same time submission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that fear will dissolve, it will disappear. So that is something to keep in mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always telling this mushrikeen, like in these verses, that you guys should do prostration. You guys, you have to do prostration. You have to, you did not prostrate. You will not be able to prostrate on the day of judgment. You were able to do it in this world. That is the meaning of you are not submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, submitting is the same meaning as Islam, istislam.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. That was very nice. I'm going to take a short break here, but we'll be back right after the break to continue the discussion. We'll still remain on this verse as I have a question and then move on to verse 44. Don't miss the show.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We just covered verse 43 of chapter 68 of the Quran, Surah Al-Qalam, or the pen. And you explained, Brother Habib, that when we're talking about prostration, we're not just talking about the physical act of prostration. It's also about obedience. It's about how much you humble yourself towards God subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much you favor God's command over your own desires. One thing is that, you know, there are certain themes when you read the Quran or the Nahj al-Balagha, there are themes that continuously repeat themselves. One of those themes in the Quran is that, you know, use the opportunity while you're alive. You couldn't prostrate in the year after.
Yes.
Because you didn't prostrate in
very
the
nice
world.
Sense.
It's ringing a bell every time.
Yeah.
Hey, this is your chance. Don't miss out on it.
Yes, it is exactly like in that manner.
And I just wanted to get your view on that. So moving on to 44 and 45. So leave me with those who deny this discourse. We will draw them imperceptibly into ruin, whence they do not know. And it continues, I will grant them respite, for my devising is indeed sure.
Very beautiful verses. Very beautiful two verses. There are three points I want to talk about. First of all, that the words, fadharuni.
Leave me with them?
Leave me with them. This is an expression used in the Arabic language. I think it's also available in the English language. Like, for example, you state that, like in the mafia movies, if I'm not wrong, where they state, give me some alone time with this guy.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, that alone time, what are they going to do with him? They're going to beat him up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a threat. So the same thing here with this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is threatening those who disbelieve, who do not submit towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first point I want to talk about. The second point is, there is this question. That as I'm surprised that some Muslim communities have this question, but it is available. And that is, if they are wrong, why are they living their best lives? We have this a lot. Mm. I mean, look at the people without religion. They're living their lives. Look at the people who do not have Islamic law. They're living the best of lives. They're doing this, they're doing that, and whatnot. Here, you get your answer. That there's going to be a time for the punishment. There is going to be a specific time for the punishment. Everything does not. Everything has its consequences. That's a rule. Everything has its consequences. If it was a good action, it has good consequences, good results. If it was a bad action, it has bad consequences, bad effects, whether it be in this world or in the hereafter. That's one point. And another thing is what this verse is stating. The concept of istidraj, the concept of imla, the concept of progressively leading someone to punishment, the concept of luring them to punishment, the concept of giving them time.
Divine enticement.
Yes. Very beautiful translation. Ahsant Hussein. That was very beautiful. This concept has been repeated in the sayings of A'immat Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam. Very much, very thoroughly. And the same thing, like, for example, why is Yazid in rule? Why are Bani Abbas in rule? Same thing. Sayyidina Zainab alayhi as-salam stated such verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is luring them.
All right. Let's get a little bit deeper in that, but we need to take a break. We'll be back right after the break to discuss this issue of having a good life. Is that in contradiction with having a good faith? We'll be talking about that right after the break. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
We're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. We are on verses 44 and 45 of chapter 68, Al-Qalam, or the pen. So, Brother Habib, you pointed out to a concept called istidraj right before the break. And you said that there's a lot of questions coming in about why, if the atheists or non-believers are on the wrong path, why do they have such good lives? Doesn't make sense to a lot of people. And you said that there's such a concept as istidraj, which means that God leaves a person, they can have the best life only because they are heading towards punishment. And just because they wanted it themselves, they can go that path. But hang on here. You're not condemning having a good life here, are you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Because some people think that being faithful is equivalent to having a bad life, being poor, not having technologies.
Very nice question. Look, there's this book called Al-Mu'min. Al-Hussein, it's attributed to Al-Hussein ibn Sa'id al-Hawazi. I'm actually working on this manuscript, and I might reach a point where it's for Al-Harrani, not for him.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, there's this book called Al-Mu'min. There's this book called Al-Tamhis, mm-hmm. written by Al-Harrani, previously known that it was attributed to Al-Askafi.
Okay.
But it's correctly for Al-Harrani. There are, you know, some context to this fact. Anyway, these sayings, the sayings available in these books, in these two books, when you look at them, you understand something, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, generally, the believer falls into trials. That is normal. Every believer has his trials. But the trials differ, Hussein. Sometimes the trials are sicknesses. Sometimes it's poverty. Sometimes it's your wife. Hopefully it's not your wife, because na'udhu billah.
That's one of the worst.
It's one of the worst, sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah. And I'm saying sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah because I've seen a saying, a narration in Man la yahdharuhu al-faqih, one of the taqibat, one of the supplications to recite after prayers, is from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who states, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ إِمْرَأَةٍ أَوْ زَوْجَةً تُشِيبُنِي قَبْلَ أَوَانِ مَشِيبِي. I seek refuge in you, Allah, from a wife who brings me gray hair, who makes me old before my time has come to become old. So it could be something else, right? Everyone's trails differ. Every believer's trails differ. No one's happy in life. I want to leave it at that. No one's, the extreme or complete happiness in life. There's no such thing as that. There's going to be troubles, struggles, and everything.
Yeah.
Hardships and whatnot.
Yeah.
But if someone, for example, was wealthy.
Yeah.
He has a house. He has children. He has a good wife. He's happy with his life. But there's something that bothers him. For example, he didn't have motherly love. His mother didn't love him. He was an orphan, for example. But he's living a good life. There's nothing wrong with that.
At least externally speaking.
There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. For also showing that there's nothing wrong with that, we have the saying of al-dana'in, the few. There's a saying that states it's available in al-kafi, qurb al-isnad. If I'm not wrong, al-khisal. It states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rare creations, where they live the best life. They eat the best food. They drink the best drinks. They die the best death. They enter heaven without any punishment. These are rare creations of the nine. There's nothing wrong with having a good life.
People will ask, is that fair?
That's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one saying. It says rare creations, of course. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does whatever he wants.
There's definitely something that makes it... Yeah. Well, there's definitely something that makes it Right. I mean, makes it fair for everyone.
Allah does whatever he wants. That's the end of the statement. And then you have also the sayings of, for example, the saying that a man comes to Imam Baqir alayhi salam and tells him that I asked for a wife, I got a wife. I asked for a house, I got a house. I asked for a child, I asked for a child. I wanted to go to Hajj, I asked for to go to Hajj, I was able to go to Hajj. What makes me sure that I'm not from the Mustadrijin?
Uh-huh.
Imam tells him,
you know that it's from God subhanahu wa ta'ala.
No. You praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever you got that blessing.
Praise him in front of others or just your own
Allah, heart? Hamatullah.
Generally speaking.
Hamatullah. And again, we also have that, for example, a man came to Imam Sa'd.
So we shouldn't feel guilty for trying to have a good life or having a materially good life.
Yes. No, don't feel guilty. You should be worshiping, thanking
guilty
Allah.
To try to have a good
yes,
life.
Yes. Yeah. It is from the door. Imam alayhi salam says, who doesn't like gathering money? Saying from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and that is why it's recommended to do trade. It is recommended to open and make your family happy, especially, for example, on the days of Friday. So this concept of having a bad life is equivalent to being a believer should be kicked out of our minds completely.
I'm afraid it's very widespread in the Muslim
community.
That's
very unfortunate. That's very unfortunate. But there is this fear that you should always have this fear. Yes, there's that fear. Mm-hmm. Keep it in mind. Okay, I'm not having trials.
Yeah.
There might be something wrong. That's okay to have. And that is available also in the sayings. There's an entire book, Kitab al-Mu'min, Kitab al-Tamhis.
Thank you very much. We learned a lot. We learned about istidraj and we learned that it's not a bad idea to have a good life. It's actually expected from us to try to have a good life. But we should remember that we're doing that we are for God and
exactly.
Remember our religious position. Thank you very much, Brother Habib. It's always very informative talking to you. And thanks to all our listeners for being with us. If you missed this episode, do not worry. You can always download an archive from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio, Quran Quest. Until next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, the program that answers your Quranic questions.